A passport costs £72. Its value to criminals is much higher. Greater Manchester Police don't yet know if the robbers knew what they were after when they targeted a vehicle that had barely started its journey. The Citroën van carrying boxes of blank passports and blank stickers for visa stamps left the factory in Gore Street, Chadderton at 6:30 yesterday morning and stopped half a mile away on Long Lane. The driver went into a newsagent's to buy a paper. His co-worker, who stayed in the van, was then confronted by two men and hijacked. No personal details have been lost in this robbery. The passports themselves were blanks. But despite reassurances that the microchips in them were encrypted, there is still concern that they could be used in all sorts of illegal activity.
With the passports that have been stolen, it's an obvious consideration that they will be used by criminals. Passports can be a valuable commodity. I mean, the actual value of the passport stolen themselves is over £2 million, maybe towards £2.5 million.
The price on the street is partly determined by its value outside the UK's borders. Officials here say you couldn't get in or out of Britain on one of the stolen passports, but it could be used to fool banks and other institutions to create false identities.
It only takes one passport to be used unlawfully to cause major problems, and here you have 3,000, and that's why it's extremely important that we know as much information about these blank passports as possible. Did they contain numbers? What are the numbers? Because the people who targeted this particular van will know what to do with them.
The serial numbers that were on the stolen passports are now being collated and will be sent out to ports and airports. But it may be months or years before the stolen passports surface again. Tom Parmenter, Sky News, Oldham.